Now, tell us, Webby, how much are you enjoying the medical and financial experts on social media?
Everyone seems to have an idea about what's going on, don't they? So I'm listening to the government for the first time in my life. I'll tell you what I did the other night. I wouldn't recommend this. But the number one movie on iTunes at the moment is the movie Contagion with Matt Damon and Gwyneth Paltrow. Don't watch that movie.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Webby, are you guys working from home or you're working from in town?
So we've been ordered to work from home. If there's a press conference, and there were numerous ones in the world of sport, everything seems to be shutting down, but in my opinion, I seem to be getting busier and busier by the day because sports are scrambling to try and work out what they're doing in the wake of this crisis. So I'm off going off the press conferences, left, right, and centre, sitting, you know, right next to people. So, I think it's social distancing when it's convenient. So, it's been good, though, working on my balcony, not having to deal with any of my forsaken colleagues. I've loved it.
All right, well, bring us up to date with the latest that you know.
Well, that's the thing, though, Loz. It seems to be a situation, let's first start with rugby league, that is changing by the hour. You know, we're constantly talking to people from the NRL about what is happening. And honestly, throughout the last week, since I last spoke to you guys and was all sort of kicking off there last Friday, wasn't it, before, you know, the NRL held a press conference and started talking about just how tough this is going to be for the game and the potential to play games in front of no crowds. And that really ramped up over last Friday and the weekend. In the last week while I've been covering this story, you will talk to someone from the NRL, you'll be told a story, you'll be in the process of writing it to something online, and then the whole situation changes. Mm. And I think the NRL are doing their best. I know I've been critical of Peter Volandis this week and his claim for government money at that press conference on Sunday, which I just thought was wrong, just plain wrong. Mm. But I think they're doing the best outside of that in extraordinary circumstances. The feeling that I got, I know they're putting all these measures in place, the self-isolation of players. Obviously, we had the first of a new world of football in front of no crowds last night. I think we'll get a greater indication of it. I think an empty Suncorp for a big match between the Broncos and South tonight will give us a greater indication of just how weird things are. But I am getting a really strong feeling from the NRL that they believe they will be told at any moment they'll have to shut this whole thing down. Mm-hmm. I know that that's the worst case scenario because of the financial black hole that that's going to bring them. But I just felt yesterday that that's where things are heading. And an inevitability about of professional sport having to close doors. And that'll be very, very, a very strange time for all of us.
Yeah, Webby, how realistic is it that with so many players in the NRL that they can stay in isolation?
I think that's the thing, Pop. You know, I know they announced that yesterday, and Peter Manning was very strong at that press conference about the need for them to self-isolate. I know boys behind closed doors in their meetings with the RLPA yesterday, there was some discussion about the NRL possibly giving breach notices to players who do not observe self-isolation. Now, I'm going to find that very, very hard to believe that they're going to start fining, suspending, breaching players or clubs if their players do not self-isolate under those strict conditions that were laid out yesterday. The giveaway will be social media. Football is very, very prominent in society, and you don't think people will be calling the NRL or saying, I saw this bloke here or I saw that person there. It's going to be very, very hard to police. But I just don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's, you know, we'll try it yourself. How hard has it been for people to stay away realistically from other people ever since this whole thing broke out? Mm. You know, I know players, it's going to be very, very, very tough for them to enforce. And I think there's an acknowledgement of that behind closed doors, but if players want the money that they are still on, if they don't want their competition to close down, then it might be a life or a reality that they have to live under.
Webby, how's it going to work? We know that the Warriors have stayed in Australia for another week to take on the Canberra Raiders tomorrow at Cbus Stadium up there on the Gold Coast. Now, they're meeting today to decide what they're going to do. Now, if they decide to go home, we know that they have to be isolated. Mm. Where does that leave the competition, and have the NRL got contingency plans in place just in case that does happen for the competition to continue?
They do, they do. So a part of the modelling that the NRL did over the weekend is a situation where if the Warriors did happen to have to pull out of the competition for the time being, or if a club was shut down because a player tested positive to COVID-19, or even a couple of clubs shut down, that they believe that they have space in their draw throughout the rest of this year to make up those matches. Now, whether that's midweek games or split rounds like we have over Origin, or whether the competition gets extended into October and November, which has also been suggested, the NRL are confident that they don't have to shut down the entire competition. And the whole thing that this comes down to is the economic viability of the NRL. Now, as I said before, and as I've written this week and said on Channel 9, I find it actually disgusting that the game has been asking or putting on the table so early the need or financial assistance from the taxpayer, as they did at that press conference on Sunday. And I have to say, I have never received more support for a column universally than I did for what I wrote early this week about finding it very, very rich for an NRL, for a professional multi-billion-dollar sport with clubs that are propped up by wealthy league clubs asking for a handout from the taxpayer. I understand that the game, you know, can only survive for 3 months. If you talk to people at the NRL, they say it's actually a little bit less, but the cash reserves are nowhere near as what has been reported. But I find it wrong, and I understand the grassroots level of the game, but if there is financial assistance from the federal government or the state government, I would want to be watching every single cent and where it goes, because I don't believe it should be going to NRL clubs who have not been able to handle their money correctly in the last however long.
Mm. Yeah, many do agree with you, no doubt about that, Webby. Now, Loz has this morning thrown up the idea of having 20-minute quarters to assist with, you know, obviously creating more breaks for the broadcasters and help with potentially more revenue coming through that way. What are your thoughts on that in a time where we have to think outside the square potentially?
Well, it's funny, Laurie. So Peter Vallandi, that man again, had actually commissioned consultants a few months ago to actually look at this, to look into the possibility of quarters in the new broadcast deal for that very reason, to maximise advertising revenue. And it was met with disdain from a lot of people. But if the game needs a cash injection out of its broadcasters in the next deal, then that might be something that they look at.
I think it'd be worthwhile trialling now, Webby, just so broadcasters can make some extra money, and that will ultimately in the end help the NRL, you know, with not having to put their hand in the pocket if they need to at the end of the year.
How do you think it will affect the game itself?
I think it's different, but you look at the AFL, what they've done. They've shortened their quarters from 20 to 16, and my understanding is one of the reasons they've done that is that they are going to roll out games as quickly as they possibly can, and it's also a welfare issue for them so they can allow their players to quickly turn around and get games underway. But I think in these uncertain times, and what a good way to trial it, because you could sell it.
Well,
this is
excuse,
what we're doing. Yeah, exactly.
Legitimate
right.
Excuse now.
And I reckon the broadcasters would jump at it. They could make extra money with these extra breaks in the game, because they'd have their concerns as well, whether they're going to get a full season in or not. I just think it's something that we should consider, and I reckon it's a win-win for both parties. Now, if the competition shuts down, well, everything's off the table, isn't it? You know, but I just reckon while we continue to play, we should be going straight to four quarters and trying to get as much revenue as we possibly can.
It might be something they'll look at. I know the broadcasters under the current contracts that they have with the NRL, and it's the same in the AFL and all the other sports, is that if the competition stops, they just stop paying. That's just the reality of it. They don't have to keep paying that cash, as you would expect. But that advertising revenue, that's where the rivers of gold are for both those broadcasters in the NRL. So, you know, they may look at it. Everything's on the table. Yep. Everything's up for grabs at the moment.
It is.
Sure is,
mate. Strange days.
Just finally, Webby, you've written last night, you've been become pretty tight with the Kings owner there, Paul Smith, and isn't this going to be really willing when Andrew Bogut fronts the media today? We had Brad Rosen on earlier this morning. His role, gold, purple and gold, Sydney Kings, and he said the NBL made the right decision. What's your take on it?
Oh, look, I don't really know. You would think on the surface that it's the right decision. Look, but according to Paul Smith, the very wacky owner of the Sydney Kings, I had an interesting day yesterday, boys. I went to an AOC press conference, an Olympic press conference this morning. Then I was on the NRL all day. And then I had Paul Smith on Deadline blowing up about the Kings not being awarded the championship. He was adamant that the NBL and the Perth Wildcats reneged on a handshake deal before Game 2 last Friday, that if it didn't go to a best-of-five series, there would be declared no winner. There'd be no, no championship winner for this season. So after the season was cancelled, whether it was the Kings were pulled out or whatever, they were of the opinion that no one would be named the title holders for this year. So the NBL last night was saying to me that's not the case, but it just shows you the chaotic world we're living in at the moment.
Well, looking forward to Andrew Bogut's press conference later this morning. Webby, you have a great weekend, mate.
Thanks, boys.